Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Mindset Edit. I'm your host, Victoria D'Ambrosio, and thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Today, I wanted to talk to you about intuition versus ego, specifically how to tell when the voices inside your head, when it's coming from this place of intuition that's trying to lead you towards aligned action that is going to help you bring in your manifestations and your goals into your reality, versus a place of ego or self-sabotage, whatever you want to call it, or even sometimes I'm like, are these just intrusive thoughts? What is going on? Because I know for me, for a long time, I really struggled with this. Whenever I would have to make a decision, or maybe I was trying to figure out what action to take to help me reach my goals and my manifestations, there were sometimes so many different ideas and voices in my head. And it was really hard for me to discern what was intuition and what was self-sabotage. I remember thinking that to myself all the time. I'm like, is this intuition or is this an intrusive thought? And what's going on? Because a lot of the times, at least for me, I could make sense of both sides of the story, right? I could be like, well, on one hand, here are the benefits for this option, and then here are the benefits for that option. And so it made it really, really hard to understand what was what. And over time, I have more recently kind of figured out three things to look for that help me figure out if it's intuition versus a place of like self-sabotage. And what I will say before I dive into the three criteria, which I'll go through in this episode with you, is that this is what works and has helped me. But always think about what feels good and true to you, especially with something like intuition that I do believe, at least on some level, is individualized to each and every person. I'm sure there are similarities, which is what I'm going to speak to today. But always think about what feels good and feels true to yourself. This is what has helped me and some of my clients figure out, oh, is this coming from a place of intuition versus a place of self-sabotage and ego? And if it resonates with you, great. And if it doesn't, you're like, oh, actually, I've noticed this other thing, then go with that. But I am sharing this in the hopes that maybe it can help you understand what's intuition, what's ego, so that you can listen to that voice that is nudging you in the right direction so that you can reach your goals and your manifestations that much faster in the path of least resistance. Because that ego, that self-sabotage can be so very sneaky. I know I look back and I'm like, oh, wow, like I thought that was my intuition, but I can now see how I self-sabotage and all of the things. So with that, let's dive into this. And this episode really came to my mind as I was speaking with actually a couple of friends and clients even about this very topic. And so we'll go through the three criteria as I share one story with you, because I think by sharing that story, it'll help you really understand what this looks like in action. And so earlier last week, I believe it was, I had a client reach out to me because she didn't know what to do in a certain situation. She had found this online program that she was interested in joining, and up until when she was messaging me, had every intention of joining. Now, this program was an investment. It wasn't something that like there was no way she could possibly afford, but it was, you know, a decent amount of money that she would be spending. And originally she was like, you know, I think this is going to be good for me. And then, you know, it started to become time to actually sign up because the cart was going to close. So she had to make a decision. And it was right before the cart was closing, maybe like 1 or 2 days, that all of this stuff started to come up to the surface and she had started to message me about it. So this is the first time I'm hearing about this situation from her. And so she told me that she was like, you know, there's this course that I want to be in, and I think it's going to be so great because I'm going to learn these things and I'm going to be able to meet all these other people, which I think could be really beneficial for me and my business. But, and then, you know, like it's this money, and what if I don't make a return on my investment? And because of some personal things, she's not sure if she could take full advantage of every single thing that that program has to offer. So she's like, am I really going to get my money's worth? Like, should I be spending my money elsewhere? Should I save it? All of those things that I'm sure if you're listening as a business owner, you have said and felt and can resonate with. And so my job here was to help her understand what's in alignment for you. Because with everything, and if you listen to this podcast, you've probably heard me say this before, action in and of itself is neutral, no matter what that action is. It could be just posting on Instagram. It is neutral. But the energy behind the action that you are taking is what is going to dictate the outcome. So posting on Instagram isn't helping you make a sale or not helping you make a sale. It's actually the energy behind that post. Like, when you are posting, like, from what energy are you taking that action? Same thing here in this case with this investment. It's not that the investment in and of itself is going to give her this strategy that's going to explode her visibility, right? Like, that's not necessarily the case. It's more about what is the action that you're taking, because no matter what is inside that strategy, whether it is a course you're investing in or a post that you're making online on social media for your program, it all has to do with the energy. If you are coming from lack energy, then you are just going to get lack. And so my job as her coach is to help her understand, like, what are the beliefs, like, what is going on here? And from that place of clarity, then make a decision whether to invest or not invest. So one of the first criteria that I look at for intuition versus ego is timing. Timing of when these voices start to come to you. So if you notice in the story, I said that she had felt good and confident about this for a while. And it wasn't until just before the cart was going to close that it was like, oh my gosh, all of these negative like fears, doubts, insecurities were coming to the surface, right? So timing, when it's usually, what I find at least, is like if it's right before you're going to take an action, that all of this like limiting beliefs and fears and panic, more or less, comes to the surface, that to me is an indication that it's more on the ego self-sabotage side than it is on intuition, right? At least for me, in situations where I have gotten an intuitive nudge or download, it has always been usually random. It's usually like when I'm resting, or maybe I'm having fun, or I'm doing something creative and something intuitive flows in. Or this is a common one for me, and maybe you've experienced this, like in the shower or driving. And my theory on this is that because you are relaxed and you're not thinking about all these different things and stressing out, you have energetically, or even sometimes physically, created space to allow intuition to come in and be there. Not only that, but the second aspect is it's not just timing of when it comes in. It's also the tone of voice. For me, when I have an intuitive nudge, no matter what it is, the voice is very calm. It's almost like a calm adult who's like, hey, like you think about when you were like a little kid and maybe the fire alarm went off in school and the adults, and maybe they know it's a drill and they're really calm, or even if it wasn't a drill, they're calm. And then you have like screaming 5-year-olds that's like, ah! And like adults like, it's okay. Like, let's just go. Like, it's like that calming, but confident and assured voice to be like, hey, maybe you should try this, or hey, don't do that. Like the intuition just is calm, neutral, but like grounded and in sharing that information. Whereas with intuition, it pops up and it's like that frantic child. It's like, ah! Like screaming. Like I literally envision, like, I feel like if this is a scene from like SpongeBob when they're like, everything's like going up in flames and it's just like absolute chaos. That's kind of the voice with like self-sabotage or ego, whatever you want to call it. It's like trying to get your attention and be like, oh my God, we have to be worried and don't take any action. We're going to die. Like craziness. So those are the first two criteria, right? It's like, when is that nudge coming up? Is it like right before you're about to take an action that could push you outside of your comfort zone and get you to the next level? Conveniently, it's like right before you were going to do the thing that before you felt really good about. And what's the tone of voice? Because yeah, you could like have thought about investing in a program, and then right before, there could be this like calming voice that's like, actually, maybe this isn't the best for us. Or actually, maybe this is the right program, but this isn't the right time. So again, you have to feel into all of them. I'm not saying you have to check like every single criteria, but notice what's coming up for you. For this client, it was both. It was right before she was meant to invest in the program, and it was like that chaotic energy. It's like, okay, right? And then like, tell me about what's coming up for you, right? And so now we're listening to that voice, that chaotic voice, or even if it's the neutral voice, just notice what that voice is saying to you and what it's grounded in. Meaning, so for this client, she was like, well, in the past when I've invested in these things, like so-and-so bad negative thing has happened, or I haven't made my money back, or it ended up not working out, and whatever other thing. And then she started talking about fear of visibility and things like linked to her childhood with her parents, all of this other stuff. So that's another piece of criteria I look for. It's, what is this voice grounded in? If it is grounded in like fears and things like trauma, I'll just use the word trauma, like even if it's like the little t trauma, like pain points from your past, a lot of times that is actually ego and self-sabotage, because you're linking like, oh, I can't take this future action because of something that has happened in my past that is like kind of related or not related, but we're creating that attachment, right? It's like, oh, I invested in these things in the board before and I got screwed, and you know, like I'm afraid of investing again. And I'm not to say like you shouldn't be learning from your past. Like, again, this is where we really have to have discernment here, but that's like where you have to come in and to be like, okay, is this like, I haven't learned from my mistakes. I'm not doing my due diligence and I'm just like recreating the same mistake. Or is it that I've learned from the mistake. I've now, like, for example, done my due diligence and I've, you know, I'm just going to take the online course example because I feel like a lot of people, unfortunately, have had this experience. I know I have, where in the past, I would take someone blindly at their word. I wouldn't really do any due diligence. I would say, this person says they can help me make $20,000 a month. Take my credit card, even though I'm paying you tens of thousands of dollars and you don't have a lot of testimonials. Like, I wasn't looking for testimonials. I wasn't looking for like what was even included in the program. Like, I literally, like, anyone on the internet could have been like, I can help you do this. And I'd be like, sure. Like, that was a period of my life. And maybe I'm being a little dramatic, but I think you guys get it. Whereas now I'm like, if I'm going to invest in something, I'm like, okay, well, what's the outcome? What am I actually paying for? What other students have gone through this? Like, have they gotten similar results? And were they in a similar experience to me when they went in, right? I do my due diligence now. But I don't want to let my fear of, yes, in the past, I have invested tens of thousands of dollars that I might as well have lit on fire, because at least that would have kept me warm, right? Like, you know, I've done that before, but I'm not going to let that keep me from investing in the future. So again, use that discernment. But a lot of times, if it is grounded into scarcity, lack, and something that has happened in the past, that can be the self-sabotage. Because again, for me, intuition a lot of the times is actually grounded in nothing. It's like that knowing feeling where there's no logical reason as to why I should or should not do something. It's like, I don't know why, but I have a good feeling about this, or I don't know why, but I have a bad feeling about this. On paper, it looks great, but I just feel like I should not be there. On paper, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like you can't logic your way around the intuition, at least how it shows up for me. It's like literally, like, even the logically, you could look at, I'll give you another example. It's like, even when maybe you started your business, or if you're thinking about starting your business, it might be like, logically, it makes no sense for me to do this. But deep down inside, I know that this is what I'm meant for. It doesn't matter that right now, my Instagram posts get 3 likes and one of them is from my mom. I know I'm meant to be an influencer, or whatever it is you're trying to do. Okay. And so that, again, is the criteria that I look for to be like, okay, like, is it intuition or is it ego? So just to recap, because I kind of mix them all together, the three things that I look for is, number one, the tone of voice. With intuition, generally speaking, being a very calm tone of voice, even if the situation is bad, like, you might wake up and be like, I just feel like I need to go to the doctor right now. Like, I've heard so many stories of that, like women waking up and then, like, especially if they're pregnant, for example, and maybe they're not due for like another month and a half, and they're like, I just know I need to go to the hospital. But it's like grounded and calm, and they're like, I have to do this, it's important. But it's not like, oh my god, you have to go to the hospital because you're about to die. Like, it's not that crazy voice. So intuition is that calming tone. Number two is like the timing, especially if it relates to a manifestation and a decision. Did you feel really calm about something up until the minute that you were about to take action that would put you over the edge, put you outside of your comfort zone? Again, timing is not necessarily always like it, because you could at the last minute be like, I just feel really weird about a trip that I was going to take and I'm actually not going to go on. Like, you could do that. And, you know, just again, think about what also the tone is. I think tone is more important. And then number three is roots. Like, where, what is this like fear or grounded rooted in? And noticing that. And as I was sharing this, another example came up, I'll share with you guys. So I think I was in college at this point in time. I was definitely living in Boston. And yeah, I think I was in college. And so I was visiting my family in New York, and I was trying to figure out what day to go back to Boston. And let's say it was a Tuesday. I was like, okay, originally I was going to go home on Wednesday. But then Tuesday night, I was like, I just don't feel like I should go. And I'm like, I don't know why. I just feel like I should have an extra day here. Like, there was no reason. Like, I wasn't going to miss out on anything. I think I'd already been home for like a week. So whatever. I was just like, I just feel weird about going. I was like, no. Like, I already have plans, because I know my mom had to drive me either. I don't know if she drove me back to Boston. Maybe she drove me to the train station. I can't remember, but I remember my mom had to drive me somewhere to be able to get back to Boston. And I was like, no, like, we already have all these plans. Like, I'm not going to do that just because I kind of feel like I shouldn't go for some unknown reason. Like, that's the thing. I was like, it's just this weird vibe. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to miss something, or I really feel like I need to like spend an extra day. Like, I did want to spend more time with my family, obviously, but I don't know. It was just a weird experience. And then we are on the road, and we get a call, and we had left. And I'm not going to share exactly what happened, because it's not my story to share, but needless to say, something happened in New York that was, it wasn't like life-threatening or bad, but it was just like, oh man, like, let's just say a similar example is like someone got a parking ticket. Okay. And that someone would not have gotten a parking ticket if me and my mom were home, because we would have been there to drive this person. That's not the situation, but that's comparable. Okay. And I was like, oh my God, isn't that so funny? Right. But like, I had this weird feeling that something bad would happen if I left, didn't know why. And something kind of bad did. Again, it wasn't like anything awful, but that's just another example of something that happened. Like, it was actually in that example, like kind of right before I was supposed to leave, but it was grounded in calmness, and like, there was no roots to it. Like, it wasn't like a limiting belief of, if I leave, then like something bad, like someone's not going to like me because I didn't spend enough time at home, or something random. I don't know if that helps or made sense, but I just felt inclined to share. So hopefully what you can now do is start trying to discern when you are making these decisions, and listening to your inner voice and your inner guidance system, is really thinking about, okay, these thoughts that are coming up, like, what's the tone? When are they showing up for me? And where is that voice coming from? And hopefully through there, you could kind of filter through the noise and the different like yapping in your brain. That's how it shows up for me, and help filter to say, oh, okay, like, maybe this is just fear showing up for me. And I like, this is the most aligned action that I can take. It's uncomfortable and it's scary because it's outside of my comfort zone, but that does not mean it is unaligned. I think that's a really, it's a hard line to draw, because in the manifestation community, we talk about aligned action and you want to feel good all the time. But sometimes taking aligned action is not going to feel good simply because it is outside of your comfort zone, not because it's unaligned. And on the flip side, you might figure out, oh, actually, this isn't just like a limiting belief or fear. I'm realizing this is actually not in my best interest for whatever reason. It may not be this awful thing, but it just might be, this isn't your path of least resistance to get where you want to go. And maybe you're being nudged not to take that route, even if like logically you're like, well, logically it makes sense that I should do that. But if there's that like inner knowing that's like, no, perhaps something better is going to come along in a month. So all that to say, it's a practice to learn the voice of your intuition. I wish that's something that people had told me, because I was always like, I just am not intuitive and I don't get it and blah, blah, blah. But what I have noticed is it is a practice, and it's like a muscle that you have to build. And as you start to tune into your intuition, you can also notice like where you feel it in your body, and what sensations do you notice? Like, for me, it's like very calming in my body, but like chaos in my head, but other people, like, their shoulders might like tense up, like, or they might like feel relaxed. Like, notice where these sensations are in your body and just take notice. You don't have to have answers, but just be like, okay, well, when I think about this, like, I just notice that this happens and I feel this way, and just start to take notice. And eventually you're going to figure out your own criteria for what's intuition versus what might be self-sabotage. And as you're able to better understand your intuition when it's showing up, that voice also will become louder and it'll be easier to identify over time. So you can practice this week if you have a decision that you have to make around intuition. Maybe it's a big decision that you have to make. Maybe it's little, like what you want to eat for dinner or what you want to post on for social media for your business, right? Are you posting something because you feel like you should, but like in your body, you don't want to, versus like, oh, I'm feeling really called to share about this, even though, like, I don't know, so-and-so told me I shouldn't share about it. I'm just giving random examples, but all that to say, intuition is important because it's going to lead you to where you want to go and where you're meant to be and the path of least resistance. So if you can practice the skill of identifying and listening to your intuition and taking action on it, even when it's hard and scary, and you just practice it in baby steps, you'll start to see things flow into your life more quickly. But with that, you guys, I hope you have an incredible rest of your week, and I will talk to you in next week's episode. Bye.